The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. Muley's mouth snapped shut so tightly that a little parrot's beak in the middle of his upper lip stuck down over his underlip. He scowled. "Them sons of bitches," he said. "Them dirty sons of bitches. I tell you, man, I'm staying. They ain't getting rid of me. If they throw me off, I'll come back. And if they figure I'll be quiet underground, why, I'll take a couple three of the sons of bitches along for company." He patted a heavy weight in his side coat pocket. "I ain't a-going. My pa come here 50 years ago, and I ain't a-going." Joe said, "What's the idea of kicking the folks off?" "Oh, they talk pretty about it. You know what kind of years we've been having. Dust coming up and spoiling everything so a man didn't get enough crop to plug up an ant's ass. And everybody got bills at the grocery, you know how it is. Well, the folks that owns the land says, we can't afford to keep no tenants. And they says, the share a tenant gets is just the margin of profit we can't afford to lose. And they says, if we put all our land in one piece, we can just hardly make her pay. So they tracted all the tenants off of the land. All except me. And by God, I ain't going. Tommy, you know me. You knowed me all your life." "Damn right," said Joe, "all my life." "Well, you know I ain't a fool. I know this land ain't much good. Never was much good, except for grazing. Never should have broke her up. And now she's gotten damn near to death. If only they didn't tell me I got to get off, why, I'd probably be in California right now, a-eating grapes and a-picking an orange when I wanted. But them sons of bitches says I got to get off. And Jesus Christ, a man can't when he's told to." "Sure," said Jode. "I wonder Pa went so easy. I wonder Grandpa didn't kill nobody. Nobody never told Grandpa where to put his feet. And Ma ain't nobody you can push around neither. I seen her beat the hell out of a tin peddler with a live chicken one time because he give her a argument. She had the chicken in one hand and the axe in the other, about to cut its head off. She aimed to go for that peddler with the axe, but she forgot which hand was which, and she takes after him with the chicken. Couldn't even eat that chicken when she got done. It wasn't nothing but a pair of legs in her hand. Grandpa throwed his hip out of joint laughing. How'd my folks go so easy?"
"Well, the guy that come around talked nice as pie. You got to get off. It ain't my fault."
"Well," I says, "whose fault is it? I'll go and I'll nut the fella. It's the Shawnee Land and Cattle Company. I just got orders." "Who's the Shawnee Land and Cattle Company?" "It ain't nobody. It's just a company. Got a fella crazy. It wasn't nobody you could lay for. A lot of the folks just got tired out looking for something to be mad at. But not me. I'm mad at all of it. I'm staying." Muley said over the fire, "You fellas would think I'm touched the way I live. It's a funny thing. Something went and happened to me when they told me I had to get off the place. First, I was going to go in and kill a whole flock of people. Then all my folks all went away out west, and I got wandering around, just walking around. Never went far. Slept wherever I was. I was going to sleep here tonight. That's why I come. I tell myself, I'm looking after things, so when all the folks come back, it'll be all right. But I know that wasn't true. There ain't nothing to look after. The folks ain't never coming back. I'm just wandering around like a damn old graveyard ghost. Like a damn old graveyard ghost. I've been going around the places where stuff happened. Like there's a place over by our 40. In a gully, there's a bush.
First time I ever laid with a girl was there. Me, 14 and stamping, jerking and snorting like a buck deer. Randy is a billy goat. So I went there and I laid down on the ground and I seen it all happen again. And there's the place down by the barn where Pa got gored to death by a bull. And his blood is right in that ground right now. Must be. Nobody never washed it out. And I put my hand on that ground where my own Pa's blood is part of it. He paused uneasily. You fellas think I'm touched? Muley's tight little face was rigid. I put my hand right on the ground where that blood is still. And I seen my Pa with a hole through his chest. And I felt him shiver up against me like he'd done. And I seen him kind of settle back and reach with his hands and his feet. And I seen his eyes all milky with hurt. And then he was still. And his eyes so clear, looking up. And me, a little kid, sitting there, not crying nor nothing, just sitting there. He shook his head sharply. I want to talk. I ain't talked to nobody. If I'm touched, I'm touched, and that's the end of it. Like a old graveyard ghost going to neighbors' houses in the night. Peters, Jacobs, Rance's, Joad's. And the house is all dark, standing like miserable ratty boxes. But they was good parties and dancing. And there was meetings and shouting glory. There was weddings all in them houses. And then I'd want to go in town and kill folks. 'Cause what'd they take when they tractored the folks off the land? What'd they get so their margin of profit was safe? They got Pa dying on the ground. And me jerking like a billy goat under a bush in the night. What'd they get? God knows the land ain't no good. Nobody been able to make a crop for years. But them sons of bitches at their desks, they just chop folks in two for their margin of profit. They just cut them in two. Place where folks live is them folks. They ain't whole out lonely on the road in a piled-up car. They ain't alive no more. Them sons of bitches killed them. And he was silent, his thin lips still moving, his chest still panting. He sat and looked down at his hands in the firelight. I ain't talked to nobody for a long time, he apologized softly. I've been sneaking around like a old graveyard ghost.